Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the president and CEO of Theralase Technologies about its ingenious and proprietary anti-cancer technology. Lasers in healthcare? It's old news. From laser eye surgery to pain management, laser technology has already made a big impact on the healthcare industry. Using lasers to cure cancer? That's a different story. Laser technology has been introduced to help treat cancer in various ways. Theralase Technologies is going beyond these therapies, way beyond. The company's proprietary laser technology is currently being tested to not merely treat cancer, but to destroy certain forms of cancer. Here it is important to note that this research is targeting internal forms of this dreaded disease that currently provide poor options and outcomes for patients. The Stockhouse audience has already been introduced to Theralase in a feature article from April 13, 2017. That article posed the question, is a Trojan horse the key to curing cancer? Lasers, Trojan horses, curing cancer, pretty exciting stuff. The important point for investors is that this is not merely theoretical. TLT has already advanced well beyond the preclinical testing phase involving non-human test subjects. The company is now into full clinical testing, human testing. This is the final proof of concept work which is necessary before obtaining regulatory approval and being able to take its potentially revolutionary technology to market. Stockhouse recently had the opportunity to sit down with the company's president and CEO, Roger White, to hear about the latest developments with this cutting-edge healthcare technology. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Roger White. We're here today to learn about Theralase Technologies and destroying cancer. Thanks for joining me today, Roger.
My pleasure, Jeff. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and I'm sure investors can't wait to get into the questions here, so let me start right away. For newer investors, let's start at the beginning. How and when did the company first devise the strategy to use laser therapy as a principal tool to cure cancer?
The use of light-activated photodynamic compounds, or PDCs, was not my invention. I first read a news article about a female chemistry professor, Dr. Karen Brewer, from Virginia Tech, in the early 2000s that was commencing development of light-sensitive compounds, named PDCs, that purportedly had the ability to localize the cancer cells, and then when light-activated, effectively destroy them, without affecting healthy tissue. Obviously, I became intrigued and called her about my interest in her technology. She forwarded me some of her recent publications on the subject, and to be honest, I could barely make heads or tails of them, as the chemistry was so complex. Nevertheless, I persevered and started to gain a knowledge of PDC technology. In early 2004, I flew to Virginia Tech and negotiated a worldwide exclusive license to the PDCs with Dr. Brewer and her intellectual property department. Dr. Brewer, myself, and a physicist from Princess Margaret Cancer Center, University Health Network, or UHN, Dr. Lothar Lilge, commenced research and development of the PDCs. Dr. Brewer designed the compounds, I designed the laser systems that activated them, and Dr. Lilge combined the two in preclinical research at UHN to test their safety and efficacy. In November 2010, Theralase and Virginia Tech were awarded the 2010 Popular Mechanics Breakthrough Award for one of the most promising technologies in the United States that year. The promotion around that event caught the attention of another female chemistry professor from Acadia University, Dr. Sherry McFarland, who subsequently contacted me and informed me that she was also commencing research and development of some novel PDCs. Dr. McFarland and I met in Toronto, and it wasn't long before I negotiated a worldwide exclusive license to her PDCs as well. Dr. McFarland's ruthenium-based PDCs are the compounds that we are currently evaluating clinically for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer at UHN.
Well, that's a fascinating summary, Roger. Let's see if we can dumb this down a little bit for our audience. What form of laser technology is being used here?
There's different forms of laser technology that can be used, but for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer, Theralase is using a class 4 green laser to activate the TLD-1433, which is our lead ruthenium photodynamic compound.
Okay, now I'm sure some of our audience are still having problems wrapping themselves around this concept. How can laser light in any form be used to treat cancer internally?
Well, laser light is generally not used to treat or destroy cancer in any form, unless used in conjunction with a light-sensitive drug, which it activates, such as a PDC.
Well, but how does this laser light actually destroy these tough cancer cells, which are resistant to so many healthcare therapies?
Well, some PDCs act upon the blood vessels to disrupt the flow of blood to cancerous tumors in order to try to starve the tumor from any nutrients. The Theralase PDCs work a little differently on cancer cells, as they're able to localize and penetrate directly to the cancer cell through the wall, similar to a Trojan horse.
Okay, so now we're getting to the really exciting stuff here, and I think you're going to need to elaborate a little more for our audience. What sort of Trojan horse are you using in conjunction with this low-intensity laser light?
The Trojan horse that I'm referring to, Jeff, is what is known as a transferrin molecule. Transferrin is a naturally occurring protein resident inside our blood that's sole purpose is to transport molecular iron to every cell in our body.
Okay, so these PDCs are used to activate the laser light, but how do they penetrate the thick walls of these cancer cells?
Good question. Since our PDCs are composed of ruthenium, which is part of the same chemical family as iron, transferrin cannot tell the difference between our PDCs and iron, and hence happily transports our PDC to a transferrin receptor site on the cancer cell, thinking that it's iron. All cells have transferrin receptor sites. But because cancer cells are faster growing than normal cells, they have a much higher number of these transferrin receptor sites, and hence a much higher demand for iron, or in this case, our PDC.
So these PDCs really are like a Trojan horse then. They trick the cancer cells into allowing them inside. Once inside, precisely what do these PDCs do?
Good question. Once the PDC is localized inside the cancer cell via the Trojan horse that we just spoke about, laser light is used to activate the PDC to produce a very violent form of oxygen known as singlet oxygen, which causes damage to the cancer cell faster than the cell can repair itself and eventually leads to the death of the cancer cell. If enough cancer cells are destroyed, then the cancerous tumor can be destroyed partially or completely. Photodynamic therapy, or PDT, has also been shown to provide an immunogenic effect, meaning that if enough cancer cells are destroyed, the body's immune system recognizes these bad cells and seeks out to destroy any remaining similar cells on its own. A beautiful 1-2 punch to destroy cancer.
Well, it's fascinating that something we need to survive, oxygen, can be transformed into a form of this molecule used to destroy cancer. What is the first form of cancer being targeted with this therapy?
For Theralase, our first target is non-muscle invasive bladder cancer.
Okay, and now let's get into the testing. On July 25th, the company announced an exploratory endpoint of efficacy for its anti-cancer technology. Could you please expand upon the significance of this news release?
Absolutely. The non-muscle invasive bladder cancer patient population that we are treating clinically are patients who have failed standard of care treatment for this form of cancer. This is therefore a high-risk population who have a strong probability that their cancer will return or worse, progress. If it does return or progress, then the standard of care is to have their bladder removed surgically. If they are not clinically indicated or refuse to have their bladder removed, then they are at a very high risk of having the disease spread throughout their body and eventually killing them. The exploratory efficacy endpoint that we reported out on demonstrated that 3 out of 3 patients treated at what we call a maximum recommended starting dose had no recurrence of their disease when analyzed via cytoscope analysis 90 days post-treatment. Therefore, in the first 3 patients treated with our lead PDC, TLD-1433, these 3 patients passed the primary endpoint of safety and tolerability, the secondary endpoint of pharmacokinetics, which basically means with the movement and the exit of the drug within tissue, and the exploratory endpoint of efficacy. Very strong data for a very small company.
So 3 out of 3 patients with no recurrence after 90 days. That is certainly very encouraging. Now, on August 1st, Theralase announced the enrollment of a fourth human test subject for its bladder cancer clinical trials. Could you please summarize the success of this patient to date?
Absolutely, Jeff. All we know at this point is that we have treated our first of the next six patients, which would be at the therapeutic dose of the PDC. No further information is known at this point in time, but as we continue to follow this and the other patients treated in the clinical study, the company will be in a better position to report out on this.
Well, I'm sure investors can't wait for the next news releases on this exciting work. What further clinical work remains in order to take TLT's potential cancer cure to market?
Well, we have to enroll and treat another five patients at the therapeutic dose of the PDC, which should occur between now and the end of the year. Next, we need to follow these six patients at the therapeutic dose for 6 months after treatment, which should bring us to about mid to third quarter 2018. If we are successful in completing this phase 2B clinical or 1B clinical study, according to Health Canada guidelines, we will be allowed to commence a phase 2 clinical study in non-muscle invasive bladder cancer with a primary endpoint of efficacy. If we are successful in this phase 2 study, then we should be able to commercialize the technology, subject to Health Canada and FDA rules and regulations.
So this ingenious cure is actually getting close. Well, let me provide a brief summary for our audience here. Curing cancers with lasers. Not too long ago, this would have sounded like science fiction. Theralase Technologies is on the brink of making this groundbreaking technology science fact. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I've been speaking with Roger White, President and CEO of Theralase Technologies. Thanks for spending time with me today, Roger.
Thank you very much.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.